Where is the Pope?
Father Dominic IV, on the way of trust, the way of love.
The expression of keeping the word that we see on several occasions in the Gospel of St. John and in today's Gospel is obviously not simply a question of memorizing, but it's keeping a word giving life, a word of love giving life to the heart. Mary was keeping everything in her heart. And as Jesus kept the word of his Father, he demands from his disciples to keep his word. It's in fact really the way a friend keeps in his heart all that his friend shares with him. That's already true clearly at the natural level, but even more when we understand that the Word of God, the light that comes from God, is a substantial one. When God gives His light, when God gives His Word, He gives Himself. When Jesus keeps the Word of His Father, when He invites us to keep His Word, it's a mystery of keeping a gift, keeping the presence, which is substantial. Because we know very well that keeping something which is intentional cannot really transform us in depth and definitely cannot give us a life victorious over death. But when this light is substantial, it is in itself victorious over what death would imply. And it is a light which gives us really the presence and even more the person of Christ. It is therefore a light capable to transform us from within in a friend of Christ and even more in a beloved son of the Father. It's really a light of love, a substantial light of love, a substantial gift, making us son in the Son. And of course, from there we will have to learn to live as a son, to live of this substantial light, and that will be the main role of the Holy Spirit in our daily life. Then of course, we have to see the obstacles. Many Jews at the time of Christ were not open to this light because it was for them such an obscurity, and therefore they stopped at the scandal. The words of Christ were not words of light for them. They were not wisdom. And in fact, for us, the only way to open ourselves to this substantial wisdom is obviously to let go of this capacity that we have to measure in a certain way, to die to this autonomy that we have to measure the truth, simply because we cannot measure the truth coming from God. It's not only to get rid of pride, but in a certain way to get rid of this privilege of being able to discern by ourselves to be an adult, we have to become a child of God, really. To enter in this littleness where we are led by another one whose measure is totally beyond our own measures. And of course, the only way to let go in such a depth, in a certain way, to make a sacrifice of this needed autonomy of discernment, we can only give our intelligence to God. The only way is a radical blind trust coming from a radical will to love, and therefore to be totally open to whatever comes from the mouth of God, whatever gift comes from God. Then we understand we cannot be a disciple, we cannot be a friend, we cannot be in the kingdom without this radical littleness of choosing only the way of trust, the way of love. We see a beautiful, clear example in Abraham, even clearer and deeper in Our Lady. And we see that so often clearly in the saints presented to us by the Church. They could only be fully alive because they accepted to let go and therefore to die to this privilege of being able to discern, to measure somehow the truth. That's where we see also how much a realistic way of knowing can help us, can dispose us to accepting to bow down in front of a truth, and especially a truth of love, infinitely greater than us.